motion, rolling the pocket. He's under a heavy rush. Brandon Bridge gets away. Looks, he's rolling right into the end zone. Wide open, the catch is made. Touchdown! Touchdown, South Alabama!
Wow!
And a late flag.
I'm JT Crabtree, and this is JAG Nation Rewind. In this feature presentation, relive some of the greatest moments in South Alabama athletics. Today, we look back at one of the largest conference wins in South Alabama football history, October 4th, 2014, Boone, North Carolina. A cold and windy night in the high country as the Jags traveled to face the Appalachian State Mountaineers for the first time in program history. South Alabama was sitting at 2-2 on the season, coming off a 34-10 road victory at Idaho the week prior. After traveling more than 5,500 miles in the span of a week, Jags were looking to break above 500 on the season and topple an Appalachian State team that had a pedigree of winning at the Division I AAFCS level. After initially sputtering on offense, South Alabama would quickly jump out to a 20-0 lead early in the second quarter before exploding for a 40-7 lead in the third. The Jags would take their foot off the gas in the fourth quarter, but would win comfortably, 47-21, behind a career-best performance from Brandon Bridge, who finished with 339 yards and 3 touchdowns through the air while adding another on the ground. After the Jags deferred the opening kickoff, the Mountaineers would start at their own 18.
So Marcus Cox is the running back. They'll line up in the shotgun under behind that 6'2", 200-pound freshman quarterback, Taylor Lamb. The center, Jesse Chapman. First play from scrimmage underway here from the far hash. Working right to left are the Mountaineers. Two wing set. They'll fake play action. They roll the pocket. They throw complete to Eric Davidson, 20 up to the 26-yard line. He'll pick up about 8.5. Let's check in with our Cooks Pest Control sideline reporter, Michael Brannan.
Three South Alabama coaches have faced App State before. Wide receiver coach Tim Bowens, tight end coach John Turner, and inside linebacker coach Mike Adams. They know what this team is capable of.
Only 2 yards to go here on the second play, 2nd and 2 from the 27. Long snap count, Lamb is going to give it to right side. We're there, and coming on through, we'll stop him short. They give to Marcus Cox, trying to run behind Devontae Harris around right guard, and Malika Harris out of Cordova, Alabama, was there for the stop.
Yeah, what we're doing is we're just shooting the gaps there. It's much like we saw with Georgia Southern. They're going to run a multiple option type of read offense, and Malik Harris filled the gaps, made the stop behind the line of scrimmage. Now we got a 3rd and 3.
Right at 1 minute into it, it's 3rd and a couple. Line of scrimmage, the 26. They need the 28. From just inside the right far hash mark, they'll pull a man in motion. Up ahead they go, and he's not going to get there. Falling forward, very close to the marker. Ball is loose. South Alabama says they've recovered. Here comes our head referee, and he's going to indicate yes. South Alabama football. Wow, a turnover on the third play from scrimmage, and we're going to be in good field position.
The quick turnover would act as foreshadowing for how the game would go for the Mountaineers and for Jaguar safety Terrell Brigham. While App State faltered, Brigham would finish with the team-leading 8 tackles and a fumble recovery. The Jags are now in prime striking distance early, taking over at the Mountaineers 26.
Jay Jones rushed for a touchdown and 108 yards against the Vandals of Idaho. He'll set to the left shoulder of Brandon. 2 whites right, 1 to the left, trying to turn this turnover by Appalachian State early into points. They'll line up 3 down linemen, sneak up a defensive end. We wait to the left side. Heavy running right, though, is Jones. Big hole, 20, down to the 15 as he leaps to the 14-yard line. Jay Jones piling in behind Melvin Meggs and picks up good yardage, enough for a South Alabama first down.
Good guy. See guys like Joseph Selfo, too, about 5-6 yards downfield, still making the blocks.
Quickly up to the line. Here's Brandon Bridge, shotgun snap. Throws quick right side, catches made. Chavarez fighting to the 10, and he'll plow forward. Brute strength out of bounds near side after a good grab. 5 yards after the catch will get us what may be a first or 2nd and 5. We can't get a first down without scoring here. It's going to be 2nd and 6.
Just a quick turn and catch from Chavarez Smith. All he's got to do is turn. They're playing off of us, just like we saw with Idaho last week. They're giving us about a 7-8 yard cushion.
Tied into the right side of the formation is Wes Sexton. Pistol now in the backfield. It's Jones. Turn and give. Deep handoff. Jay cuts back, and he's hammered in the backfield. He'll lose a yard. It'll be 3rd and 7 now. South Alabama, 3 plays ago, we recovered a fumble by Appalachian State that came on their 3rd play on offense. It came on a 3rd and 3. This march starting at the 26-yard line, and we're looking at 3rd and 7 from our own 11.
Trying to go left there, but we missed a block. They filled the gap, and Now we got a third and seven here. Big one.
From the near hash, eyeing the end zone to our right is Bridge. Long snap. Now everybody stands up. They look to the far side. New play being signaled in with 10. 9 now on the play clock. Brandon again to the near hash. One tight end right side. Straight drop, three steps, going to throw the fade to the far corner, and it is overthrown. Intended that time for Woodson across the way. He was covered nicely that time by the corner, the lockdown Latrell Gibbs out of Kennesaw, Georgia. And our force points for today would have to come by way of a Grant McLaurin field goal. He was 2 of 2 one week ago.
And he nailed him, too, against Idaho. So we watched him in warm-ups. He was routinely nailing the 40-yarders, this one from significantly further in.
Brandon McKee will hold. Cole will snap it. But first, we've got a whistle. And they're going to spot a new football in there, kicking towards the uprights to our right. Now, we deferred, kicked. Now we have the wind behind us, as we will in the fourth quarter. Brandon McKee to hold for a Grant McLaurin 28-yard field goal. Kick it back across his body. The right footer approaches. This kick is blocked. It is no good. Right up the middle, they came through, and they've hold us scoreless after the turnover by App State early. And with 12.
Grant McLaurin in his second career game gets off to a rough start, but not as bad of a start as App State's punter, Bentley Critcher, whose punt after a Mountaineer three and out would go only 16 yards, setting up South Alabama for another drive starting in App State territory. We rejoin the action now with the Jags at the opponent's 44-yard line.
Total yards here statistically, App 6 plays 21 yards, we 4 plays 15. Missed a field goal following an App State turnover. They fumbled it on their first possession. We forced them to a punt though, so Brandon Bridge, who is 1 of 2 today, is back on the field. A completion, a 4-yarder to Smith, an incompletion, the fade route in the corner to Danny Woodson. Here's an empty backfield look. Brandon's going to call his own number, ran right into a brick wall of black jerseys. And he is dropped right there at the line of scrimmage. Trying to see who got there first.
But it was, I'll tell you what, JD, it was snuffed out pretty well. We had four wide, two to the left, two to the right. Xavier Johnson just to the right of Brandon Bridge. They sent him in motion trying to spread out the defense, and it was a design quarterback draw all the way, but their defensive line, just three of them down there, but they were able to make the stop.
Tyson Fernandez on the stop. They've got three down linemen, but the ends now constitute the other four. Here's an inside slant. Catch is made on the cut. Shavarez Smith. Oh, ice water in his veins. He'll haul it in at the 25-yard line. A gain of 19 for a South Alabama first down. He found that dead spot and had real estate there to calmly make the grab, and a great pass by Brandon Bridge.
Well, nice post pattern by Shavarez. Again, they're giving him about 7 or 8 yards cushion just to start with. He was able to go 7 yards, 8 yards, and then go in. Now they're come bring the corner blitz.
Here's the give, running up the middle, running room, still on his feet, fighting is Xavier Johnson, the redshirt freshman out of Tampa, Florida. He'll pick up 14 yards right between Joseph Selfo and Melvin Meggs. That's close to the 10. I don't know if it's going to be first and goal yet. They spot him between the 10 and 11.
Perfect call on a corner blitz, though.
Quick snap, the throw, far side, one-handed attempt. Oh, a little too high there for Jeremy Jones. It is incomplete. Only the second incompletion on the day for Bridge, who is now 2 of 4. And in comes Jay Jones, the running back, as out goes Xavier Johnson.
We'll slow the tempo down here, but you can see what we're trying to do offensively is we get something good, we're going to keep that momentum going, keep it rolling, keep it going faster and faster and faster. Then when we have a negative play or a zero play, we'll slow it down.
4 minutes, 50 seconds into the first quarter. We're scoreless between the Jags and the Mountaineers. Four down linemen, two linebackers coming in motion. It's going to be Jeremy Jones. The give to Jay. He's hit, but it's going to fall forward. Running behind his pads. He'll steam inside the 10, fighting to about the 7.5-yard line. Jay really running with the big legs and that low center of gravity. He's going to set up a third at about 7 yards.
And that's one of the things I like about Jay Jones as he was giving the ball off the four hole on the right side. He was stopped at the 10-yard line, but kept those legs churning and got 3 yards out of it.
From just inside the 8, trips to the left, three wides left, one to the right. Here in the single coverage is Shavarez Smith. Covering him on the near side is Joel Ross. Safety's come up tight. Brandon Bridge looks right, calls his own number. Quarterback keeper, it's going to be Brandon walking into the end zone. Broke a tackle, little stiff arms. He cuts back to his right, takes it into the end zone, and the Jags are on the board first at the 9.
44 yards and 6 plays and just 1:44 off the clock as the Jags on top, 7-0 on the road. After another defensive stop by the Jaguar defense,
South Alabama would march 69 yards to the App State 18 before settling for a 36-yard field goal to go up 10-0. The Mountaineers would then go backwards on their ensuing drive, going minus 8 yards on 3 plays for the third 3-and-out in a row to start the game. The Jags would then take over at their own 42, with 4 minutes left to go in the first.
Here's Brandon Bridge from the shotgun on 1st and 10. Good field position. We lead 10-0. Jay Jones protects it, runs behind the right tackle May. He'll carry him up and just roll across the 45 to the 46, bouncing like a pinball off those tacklers, and keeps the legs churning for a gain of about 4. It's 2nd down and 6, South Alabama, from our own 46.
And that's about the 5th time we've seen that play. Obviously, we've seen something in their defensive scheme that we're going to line the running back to the left, run him off the right side, and we've gotten good yardage almost every time we run it.
Running back to the right shoulder, Jay Jones. Wes Saxton, the wing. Man in motion is Jeremy Jones. Jay straight ahead. He's found a hole, finding the big push. Wes Saxton is there to help jettison him forward across midfield to about the 47.5-yard line. And South Alabama now picking up their 9th first down of the game behind the Jay Jones run, his 7th carry of the football game.
And that play was a simple dive play, but what made it work was the linebackers had to freeze because you had Jeremy Jones in motion to the near side. Looked like a jet sweep possibility. They faked the jet sweep. Linebackers have to freeze. Gives us enough time to get right up the middle.
Coming up on 3 minutes to go, opening quarter. 10-0 Jags. Bridge, one running back in. No play action shows throw. Now steps up in the pocket. He's going to scramble, running left, trying to make the corner, running across the way for about a yard. Had he ran quicker, may have could have run right up between the hashes for 6 or 7. That time is going to set up a 2nd down and 9, trying to avoid a vicious hit across the way in front of the South Alabama bench.
I was more concerned about how quickly he was going out of bounds,
yeah,
because he wound up pretty quickly in lane 8. There's a big track around this football field. He was in lane 8 pretty quickly, and there's a big brick wall beyond lane 8. So he did slow up in time, and everything's okay.
2nd and 9. Now the running back, Xavier Johnson. Xavier takes the handoff, cuts up the middle, breaks outside. Good head foot, stutter step 30, down to the 28. Now running up the far hash mark is Xavier. He's got the first down, plenty more. A gain of 21 as Xavier Johnson, on his 3rd carry of the day, has right at 41 yards rushing.
Ucambry Williams, Drew Dierman, Joseph Selfo opening up huge, huge, huge holes along the left side. And I'll tell you what, great running there by Xavier Johnson. We are just picking up yards by the tens.
Rushing yards today, 13 for 76. They bring some beef in up front. 6'2", 330-pound Tyson Hernandez. Play action. Running as Brandon avoids the sack. Throws. Catch is made. And it's going to be a gain of 13 yards as Wes Saxton gets his first grab of the football game and another first down for South Alabama. We're in the red zone with 2:11 to go in the opening quarter, leading 10-0.
And the adjustment they made is they put 5 down linemen that time. And so what do? We do a little play action. Wes Saxton just a 5 and out as we roll Brandon off to the left side. Easy pitch and catch, easy first down.
Pistol formation, Jay Jones, now the deep guy behind quarterback Brandon, brings a man in motion, Claude Garrett, who helps lead the block. Jay breaks a tackle, falls to about the 10-yard line, a gain of a couple. Ball comes loose, but they say he was indeed down. And now a penalty marker, late, thrown by the umpire, and it's right there at the lead block where Claude Garrett was cutting in behind Drew Dierman, the left guard.
Could be a holding or a personal foul against somebody. Let's see.
Personal foul. Oh, my.
Looks like it may have been a late hit. Again, having some communication issues with the head referee. So all we do know for sure, it was a dead ball personal foul. But looks like it may have been a late hit by us. And that'll back us up. And that's not where we want to be backed up. We were inside the 10. Now we're back to the 25.
Put the ball in play. Jeremy Jones going to race onto the field now. Work to the right side. In the slot here, near side, with Shavarez Smith. Braden Bowman, the wing to the right side, one wide out left. Here we go. Draw play, deep handoff. Jay breaks a tackle. Jones, center step 20, 15, and he is fighting to the 14-yard line. That gets us back in front of and barely across the original line of scrimmage. It's a gain of about 13 here for Jay Jones. And Jason's, hey, wait, Xavier's just really doing well here. 3 carries, 41 yards. And Jay carries for considerable yards here on his 8th toe to the football.
Well, and give the blockers credit for the first 5. Give Jay Jones credit for the last part of that run as he made some guys miss. And now we got a big 3rd down.
Coming up on a minute to go, opening quarter. Brandon Bridge brings a man in motion. third and eights now from just outside the 10. Brandon's going to set up the screen. Jay collects it near side 10. Jay hit as he tried to run around the defender, but a form tackle. Merciful heavens here as a lumbering lick was laid by Doug Middleton, the defensive back.
Good one-on-one tackle there. I give credit to App State. So they've held us out of the end zone again. We'll bring in Grant McLaurin as we wind down to the 30 seconds left in this first quarter. We'll try to make it 13-0.
So here is Grant McLaurin trying to put us up 13-0 with Brandon McGee, the punter on to hold.
The penalty hurt, didn't it, J.D.?
Oh, my. Killing a drive, and it's happened before. But maybe some points here. A 24-yarder from the near hash. Grant kicks this one up, and he missed it. Short field goal, pushed it wide right.
But Joey Jones not very happy at all.
A miss from McLaurin, and the Jags have now left at least 6 points on the field at the end of the first quarter. But nonetheless, the defense has been immaculate, allowing just 33 yards of total offense through the first 15 minutes. Moving ahead now to the second quarter, App State is looking to finally get the offense going at their own 24.
So the new line of scrimmage for App State is their own 39-yard line, 10-0 Jaguars. We'll rush four here, two linebackers, really one now as we sprint them out in motion or in coverage. Four receivers set, looking left, setting up the screen. Wide open space, catches made. Terrence Upshaw, he has a second first down of the game as he picks up 12 to midfield. Right at the 50 is where we finally stop him. It was executed well that time by this App State offense. And Pat, you said a mouthful. They've been good in the second quarter. They're starting to hit their stride here, and we've only played 15 seconds of the second period.
Well, they recognized we were in man coverage, went everything to the right, then a screen to the left. Very well-designed play.
Barrett Burns, the sophomore, is lined up as a wing, usually a tight end. Play action up the middle. Here's a heavy rush. They throw behind coverage again, and they out-throw their intended receiver, a wide-open Eric Davidson, normally a running back, had outstretched and outraced our free safeties. It is incomplete, second and 10 at Appalachian State.
Antonio Carter was the one that got beat that time, but again, luckily, Taylor Lamb is just a bit too far, and it's a long incompletion.
So here now as we rush four on a second and 10 play at the 50, working left to right App State. They'll roll right, coming near side, setting to throw his Lamb. He's going to go deep again, this time barely off the fingertips. Well, they are really defeating our coverage. And we've rolled the dice too many times. We've been lucky here on the last three deep throws. Intended that time for Takoe Sumler, looking for his eighth catch of the year. Incomplete at the 18 of South Alabama. And it's going to be third down. Today they are 0-4 on third down conversions.
Well, Antonio Carter goes off the field now. I think he thought he had some help up top. He didn't, because Terrell Brigham had a receiver of his own. And again, we were very fortunate, but could have been a mix-up in the coverage.
We're playing up really, really tight here. Rushing three on third and 10. Now the linebackers blitzing up the middle. It's going to be Lamb racing around the near side. Breaks a tackle 40 up near midfield. He's on his feet. Oh, and he has a first down, winding his way up the near boundary. And this crowd comes alive. App State piecing together a drive, picking up 13 yards on third and 10.
Well, that was because I believe it was Terrence Upshaw was the guy that had our man, who was Malik Harris, had him one-on-one in a blocking scheme, and Taylor Lamb just had to choose which way to go, and Upshaw wouldn't let him go. Good block that springs the last 5 yards in the first down.
Montez McGuire, the lone wide left. We jump back on sides. Malachi Jones, the wide receiver, here to the near side. That's the narrow side of the field as App State works from the near hash mark. 10-0 Jags. First time across midfield today for the Mountaineers at the 36 of South Alabama. Play action, quarterback keeper. Room to run, 25, 20-yard line. Finally pushed out of bounds and chased by Roman Buchanan. That's going to be another App State first down.
Well, a good job by Taylor Lamb, because it was a fake up the middle, and that drew everybody to the ball carrier. Lamb pulled it back out, put it into his gut, and had plenty of room to run, and gets another first down, and those chains keep moving for App State.
Now South Alabama fans reflecting on those trips to the red zone where we came away with no points. We're one of three on field goals, leading only 10-0 here early second quarter. Three wides to the left for Taylor Lamb, the quarterback. Terrence Upshaw is the running back off his right shoulder. Eyeing the end zone to our right, just outside the red zone is App State, and now a whistle, and there's going to be timeout taken by Appalachian State. Their first time out of the first half, leaving them with two. 13:15 to go before halftime. Jags lead this one 10-0. App State, though, on the move. We're back as Kadarius Ford and the game come crashing through. That time almost intercepted, trying to telegraph it, was Montel Garner. He had a pick six in the win over Idaho. So it's going to be second and 10 now for App State.
And give Theo Rich the credit there for the pressure, because it was just a one-on-one blocking scheme there. They weren't trying to double-team him or anything, and he just simply beat the right tackle, Devontae Harris, and was able to close in on Lamb pretty quickly and make him throw it away.
Extra tight end, Drew Bailey, into the lineup. He's a wing to the right side. True tight end to the left. Down the line on the quick speed option. They'll pitch it late. Hit is Terrence Upshaw. He'll be forced out of bounds here by Buchanan off the near boundary. It's going to set up a third and about six now for App State as they'll scrimmage on the next snap from the 17-yard line of South Alabama.
And that's textbook how you cover the option. We had one man on the quarterback, one man on the running back, and Rowan Buchanan, once the pitch was made, able to be right there and stop it.
Beathard and McGuire are split to the far side. Lamb, long snap, wants to change it with 17 on the play clock. We lead 10 to nothing. In the red zone for the first time today, though, are the Mountaineers, working from the 17 of South Alabama. Switching over now to the left shoulders, the running back, Terrence Upshaw, back there with quarterback Lamb. We're showing blitz from the near side. Stepping up, throwing this one behind the intended receiver. Well behind him. They were looking for pass interference, looking for Malachi Jones on a little skinny slant at the three. It is incomplete. No flags come out.
Well, they have a point. I think there was a lot of contact as that ball was in the air, but that was nowhere near catchable. And that's why you're not going to see the flag there, because, as you said, the skinny post, he was going in, the ball was going out, and so therefore no harm, no foul.
Well, they're going to go with Zach Maddox, who was injured 10 days ago, playing out of Georgia, one of four, though, on the year. His only make a 31-yarder versus Campbell. He's missed from 36, 42, and 43. 33-yard, 34-yarder. It is blocked up the middle. South Alabama keeps the goose egg up. Will turn the Mountaineers away off the blocked field goal.
A massive block by the Jags still keeps the Mountaineers off the board. After finally consistently moving the ball, App State comes away with nothing. South Alabama would add three more points from McLaurin, what would end up being the final career kick for the walk-on kicker. The Jags now lead 13-0 over App State, and now have the ball back with 7:20 left to go before halftime, taking over at their own 20.
Broadnax, Jerry Jones, with the twin wideouts left, two more to the right of the formation for Brandon Bridge. Straight drop back from the 20, throws quickly, catch made, trying to spin around. Danny Woodson will leap a tackler up across the 30. And out of bounds to the near side. Great throw and catch that time, and concentration by the receiver, Danny Woodson, the junior out of Mobile.
And a guy who needs some confidence, because
yes,
he's been one of the guys that has had the drops in the past couple of games. It was just a two-yard hitch. He just goes to and in, makes the catch. And again, because they're giving us all that coverage, they're not coming up press. Now they're going to come up and press Danny a little bit more. But a good job to get a good gain.
Smith and Jones split far side, running opposite side to the near side is Brandon Bridge. A little play action quarterback keeper out to the 30 to the 32 yard line. He'll go a gain of about three, and it's going to be second and about 7 yards for the South Alabama offense, up by a score of 13 to nothing.
Good seal block by Wes Saxton, because, you know, he is a guy with the NFL potential, and you know as well as I do, JD, he can catch. He's got the size, he's got the strength, but the NFL wants to see you block. They want to find a guy who doesn't mind blocking, who actually likes to block. That's something Wes is going to have to continue to do if he wants to get noticed by those NFL prospects.
Ends creep up, three down defensive linemen. Now they rush just three. All day to throw for Brandon. He's going to launch a deep one. We're behind the coverage. Catch is made at the 20. Javaris Smith is there. He's going to go to the end zone, outracing everybody, taking it to the end zone. Touchdown, South Alabama.
Well, I'll tell you
Javaris
what.
Javaris Smith always had a knack for the big catch, with some of his biggest coming on the biggest stage. His 50-yard catch against Western Kentucky, a 42-yard catch on fourth down at Tennessee, and his career-best performance back in 2013 against Georgia State, when he pulled in a career-high and school record 194 yards receiving on 10 catches, a record that still stands today. South Alabama now leads 20-0 over their in-conference opponent, but would give up their first points of the game before going into the halftime locker room leading 20-7. The Jags will get the ball to start the second half, and that's where we rejoin the action at the Jag Zone 25.
Brandon Bridge comes out. He's going to have that bunch formation. Three wide outs to the right side of the line, in very tight to the tackle, Chris May. One wide left. He's looking over the middle, sets up the screen. Jay Jones, lead blockers, 25-30. First play, second half. He's going to go near the first down marker. Appears to have a gain of 11. He's out to the 36-yard line. First down, Jags on the first play of the third quarter.
Well-designed play because you had all four receivers going 10 yards plus. And so as those defensive backs go with those wide receivers, you're able to slip Jay Jones out of the backfield and get the easy first down on the pitch and catch.
So now Brandon Bridge from the far hash. Jags here opening parts of the third quarter, working right to left. Four-man rush by the Mountaineers. Quick hand sweep right side. Cutting at the 40, twisting near the first down marker is the ball carrier, Xavier Johnson, redshirt freshman out of Tampa. And what a day he's had. He now has 59 yards on six carries. Hasn't found the end zone yet, but Xavier Johnson adding to his career high.
And a good call because that was a quick pitch to the right side. They were blitzing off of our right side. So as that blitzer was coming in, the corner was coming in on the blitz, we were able to toss it right outside of him and get the nice gain.
Second and a couple. They give it to him. Running ahead is Xavier. Dives his head, churns the feet. Forward progress gives him three on second and two. Still on our own side of the 50, but it's enough for our second first down of the second half. And now South Alabama with 17 first downs in the game and 348 yards of offense, leading 20-7.
That's our own cross-buck action. Again, you start right and you pound the left side of the line, and that's been very successful so far, as they typically have about just three down linemen. That's what they show right now.
Two safeties are deep, two linebackers for App. They creep up. Here's an outside blitz picked up well. Stepping up, Brandon avoids the rush, trying to protect the football as he gets to the 50. He'll angle out after a gain of about 2.5 yards. Give him three, bringing up a second and seven as Brandon just trying to turn on the gas and come to the near sideline in a hurry.
And a good block by Kendall Houston, because they were coming off the corner blitz, this time off our left side. And Kendall was able to pick up the blitzer, and that allowed the small hole for Brandon Bridge to step through and get at least 2 yards out of it. And now we're 1 yard away from midfield.
Kendall Houston will stay in at running back. Danny Woodson with one grab today, split to the near side, three to the right. Houston right side, hit, breaks it. Oh, it's a keeper. Brandon, stiff arm. He's going to be near the first down marker. Everybody keying the defenders and yours truly on Kendall Houston. It's Brandon running around left side, angling to the near boundary right in front of the App State bench at the first down marker. Is it enough for a first down? They say it is.
I'm going to bail you out.
The chains.
Bail you out, partner, because I follow Kendall Houston as well. I didn't think there was any way Brandon had it, but boy, that was a great fake.
And Kendall had running room, had indeed. He rode it on in there. So here is Selfo centering up over the football, our starting center. Good job by that line today, already allowing 136 yards rushing on the ground from a stable of Jaguar running backs. From the near hash, right to left we work across midfield. Bridge going to go for the deep ball down the near boundary. This catch made into the end zone. Touchdown, Danny Woodson. Over the shoulder grab, calmly collects it and strolls on into the end zone for six.
What a pass, because the coverage was right
the
there.
Alabama transfer had shown flashes of why he was an SEC player out of high school, but an ankle injury his first season with the Jags slowed his progress. His touchdown against App State was his first of his junior season, but it wouldn't truly break out until the Raycom Media Camellia Bowl at the end of the year, when he pulled down six catches for 122 yards. Now leading by 19, South Alabama's defense does its job once again, forcing another three and out, and looking to keep it pouring on in Boone, the Jags take over at their own 38.
Bunch formation over on that far hash. Ball is on the near hash with run running back, that's Jones. To the running back handoff, Jay squirts two between two defenders for a couple of yards up to the 40. A gain of two that time for Jay.
And that'll put us at about 160 yards on the ground so far tonight. This is a, you know, again, an App State defense we thought going in we could take advantage of, and we certainly have, both on the ground and through the air. Good job offensively tonight.
423 yards throwing here. Catch made Broadnecks. Looks inside, spins towards the boundary, though. And he should have enough for the first down. Needed the 48, and he'll fall towards the 49, just shy of midfield. South Alabama now getting their 21st first down of the game, 10 better than the Mountaineers.
Yet again, a good route by Broadnax, a 7-yard dig as he acts like he's going deep at the 7-yard mark, just turns around, and he's wide open. And the receivers really have made it easy for Brandon tonight as well. They've done a great job.
26-7, Jags. With 15 on the play clock, the snap, shotgun, the throw, behind the coverage, Broadnax 30, down the near boundary, broke a tackle, shuffled the feet, but out of bounds at the 22. And a good gainer there, one that's going to cover right at 29 yards to the 21 of App State. And another first down for South Alabama.
And almost in the red zone again. And they tipped off what they were doing just prior to the snap, because the guy that typically covers Broadnax showed blitz, then backed off, and then showed blitz again. And because of that little confusion, Broadnax was able to get behind the guy who indeed did make the coverage. And another first down, and we're knocking on the door again.
A cover three now for them in the secondary. Safeties are deep. Here's the give up the middle. Kendall Houston twisting, turning, breaking tackles inside the 15. He'll rumble to the 14-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 7 for the running back, running right up the gut.
And Kendall, with both arms on the football, doing a very, very good job of making sure that ball security is there.
Bowden and Broadnax are split to the left, one wide right. Keeping it on the ground this time, spinning from the backfield is Kendall Houston. He was hit deep and will fall forward to the line of scrimmage, setting up a third and a short 4 as we need to get to the 11. We scrimmage this time from the 14, so about 3.5 to go. In comes Danny Woodson, who just had a touchdown catch.
And you got to love what's happened tonight so far for Danny Woodson, because, again, the guy who had dropped a lot in the first couple of games needed some confidence. He has looked outstanding so far this evening.
Two true tight ends into the football game here, a wide either way. Brandon Bridge on 3rd and 3, play action, rolling the pocket. He's under a heavy rush. Brandon Bridge gets away. Looks, he's rolling right into the end zone. Wide open, the catch is made. Touchdown! Touchdown, South Alabama!
Wow!
And a late flag. It could be excessive celebration as we took it all.
The highlight play of Brandon Bridge's career. A Johnny Manziel-esque escape and a throw for a touchdown to Shavara Smith put South Alabama on top 33-7 over App State. After a stop on fourth down, the Jags get the ball back but put the subs in with 4 minutes left to go in the third.
4:03 to go in the third, 33-7, South Alabama on top. Quick numbers here as our offense comes back out. 483 yards on 56 snaps. We've held App State to 50 snaps of the football for 231 yards, 116 of that on the ground. And our team in the huddle, as they get ready to come out of the field, are in jump up and down mode, just right there in place, jumping up and down, assumably to stay warm. And that sends us down to our sideline reporter, who's trying to stay cozy as well, Michael Brannon.
Yeah, I'm keeping my hands in my pockets. I've got some hand warmers and some foot warmers, and those, they're helping, I'll tell you that much right now. But, yeah, the team huddling around these heaters on the field, like we said in pregame, this is something new for the Jaguars. They have not been able to practice in this, let alone play in this type of atmosphere at this elevation either. So this is definitely new for the Jags, but they came out, they have stayed strong, and it doesn't seem to have had that much of an effect in the way that they've been playing. We can see, obviously, by the score on the scoreboard that they are doing just fine.
Well, they are doing just fine, Michael. And on top of that, we've got a nice bye week, which comes at a good time, because anybody that has those nicks and bruises, we give them an extra week to heal. And then we've got two games at home. Georgia State at home, which is homecoming, so shouldn't be any problem of motivation there. And then Troy comes in the following Friday. Will not be a problem of motivation there either. But, you know, what they've done the last 2 weeks is they've come in and they've handled business. You look at our losses so far. We lost to Georgia Southern, who may very well win the conference. That's a pretty good football team. We'll see what they do against New Mexico State, although they're down early. But also Mississippi State, who, by the way, manhandled Texas A&M today. Our two losses, pretty good teams.
317 yards of passing. We're going to run here. The Brandon Bridge, second highest total in school history through the air. If he can get to 361, he would break a record held by Ross Matheny in his junior year at Lafayette. 360, of course, would tie it. But 317 yards throwing today for Brandon Bridge. His number, 16 of 24. No interceptions today, 3 touchdown strikes. He's hooked up with Shavara Smith a couple of times, as well as Danny Woodson.
And Ross, one of the signal callers out on the sidelines now for our coaching staff. I wonder if he knows his record's in jeopardy.
He's going to call runs. Straight ahead dives.
I would expect that, actually.
Second and 5. A pair of wideouts either way. We are going to throw here. He'll throw to the far boundary. Catch made enough for the first down. Once again to Shavarez Smith. And Shavarez right there picking up his 6th catch of the day. Twice for touchdowns. Now 128 yards through the air. Shavarez, we talked to him in our pregame Winn-Dixie tailgate show on the countdown to kickoff, and he said he very much wants the football every time he can get it, but also understands that, you know, bluffing, running the right route, but blocking as well are key parts of that position.
And also talked about the family members. He has spent some time growing up in North Carolina, so he has some family members here. And as the Black and Gold fans decide to leave, we're looking across the way, and we've got about 100 or so fans dressed in red who are huddled there, and they're not going anywhere.
Four-man rush, two linebackers from the far hash. We scrimmage from the 41 and almost intercepted. Trying to throw the crossing route, looking for Braden Bowman crossing at the 22 and dropping back in coverage before the drop was the linebacker. Speaking of the area, and maybe they're staying for skiing, they are going to have a freeze warning tonight. And you and I got to see the slopes this morning, a lot of ski slopes in this part of North Carolina. They were all bare, but that could change just even by tomorrow morning.
And I'm glad I'm on a plane this evening.
Absolutely. They are predicting some snow. Current temperature here is 38. The wind chill is at 35. It's been colder than that today.
That doesn't interest me a bit, man. I'm ready to come back.
Two safeties deep. Quick hand pitch right side. Trying to cut back is Terrence Timmons. He'll fight his way to the 37-yard line. No, that's Jay Jones. Had a good downfield block by Braden Bowman, who sprung him back to the inside. And it's going to be third down.
And surprised we're still going to the air, but again, at the same time, we still have 2 minutes left in the third quarter. We got a long way to go. We still got some time, so we're not letting off the gas at this point. We're keeping that offensive momentum going. We are taking as much time as we can off the clock, but if we can move the chains here, we're at about the 37. Got to get to the 31-yard line to move them. Why not?
Jake Houghton is in the lineup. He's split to the near side in the slot with Cameron Broadnax. Two more wides to the right side of the formation. Bridge under a rush is going to throw. Catch is made, and out of bounds goes Braden Bowman. And it's enough for a Jaguar first down at the 30-yard line of App State. Our clock is down to 18 seconds to go on the play clock, and we're now taking our time to get it up at the 30 of App. Trying to get to the end zone to our left. Up 33-7 here, the later parts of the third. A little crossbook action. It's Jay Jones, 20. He's up the middle, 10. He's loose at the 5. Jay Jones is headed to the house for the touchdown. Jay Jones.
What a play. What you had there was you had Braden Bowman.
It was actually Mobile native Terrence Timmons who scampered in from 30 yards out, and what was his first career touchdown? Timmons would go on to be voted as the recipient of the Anthony Mostella 5 jersey his senior season. Now leading by a whopping 33 points, the Jags would take their 40-7 lead into the fourth quarter, where App State would score to make it 40-14. That's where we rejoin the action, with the Jags fully rolling out the backups now. They go 3-and-out for the first time, with Brandon McKee on the punt from the Jags 29.
Haven't had to have Brandon McKee much. He's been holding mostly on extra points and field goals. Only one punt for 38 yards. And that was one that will be counted statistically as inside the 20, a good directional kick that went out at the 15 back in the third period. Here's a 4th-and-6 play. And a return man waiting at the 35 for the McKee punt. McKee steps up. He'll boot it left to right. Wobbly kick. And fair catch called for the 35 and fumble. And we got it. Can't advance it. It's a muff. And South Alabama's going to have it at the 35. A miscue that time by Beathard, their return man, and a special teams coverage heads-up move.
That's Caleb Butler. I got it. I tell you what, when things are going well, they're going really well, aren't they?
I tell you, one more would get us to, 47-14 if we make the extra points. Trying to answer a score, though, would be the best part of it.
Right.
So that keeps this drive alive. Here comes South Alabama. Matt Floyd still in at quarterback and still that starting offensive line. The line of scrimmage after the muffed punt by App State will be the Appalachian State 35. So working towards the Mountaineer end zone to our right. Floyd with Terrence Timmons, the running back. Two wides left, one to the right. A handoff. Timmons cuts back, finds his crease, spins away from a tackle, breaking tackles to the 25-yard line. They were trying to bring him down by a jersey, and that was not wise. He'll pick up almost 10 to the 25 of App.
But they look at Terrence, and they say because of his size, well, we can pull him down with one hand. Not going to happen. And Terrence squirming his way down to a 9-yard gain, almost had a first down, already has a touchdown to his credit so far tonight.
Well, Drew Dearman will be the first offensive lineman out of Vestavia Hills to check out. And the sophomore from Demopolis, Stephen Foster, now is in.
Melvin Meggs stepping out of the line as well.
So a 2nd and inches, just shy of the 25. Far hash mark. A crossbuck play. The handoff, first down, Moore. Timmons will hurdle a defensive lineman at the 20. Actually, it was a cornerback who came up trying to blitz and went low on him, and Timmons goes high to just outleap Latrell Gibbs.
Always scares me when I see any of our players go airborne. I understand the thought process, and especially if you got a guy diving at your knees, not a bad idea, but, man, that's always scary to see them up.
So it's first and 10 at the 20. Play picked up just more than 5 yards. So with the ball touching the 20, South Alabama's in the red zone. We're 3 of 5 today in the red zone. Missed a couple of short field goals. One was blocked, one was pushed. Here's Timmons cutting back behind the block of Floyd. The quarterback there with the block, and Timmons still on his feet at the 5, rambles to about the 4. They mark his knee back at the 5-yard line. First and goal, South Alabama on a big run that covers 13 yards.
Well, had a good block in the interior and then found a big hole to the left side, and Terrence almost lost his footing. I thought he was going to stumble and lose his footing at about the 15-yard line, but able to regain it and get it down to the 5, and Terrence says, "Hey, coach, give me the ball again. I want touchdown number 2.
Baron Tyson is coming to the lineup as a running back for South Alabama. Baron Tyson, freshman out of Mobile, played at Baker High School.
Yep.
Baker with a big win last night. And here is Tyson, handoff, cuts back 5, going to walk into the end zone. Touchdown, Tyson. And South Alabama on the board again with 10:13 to go in the ball game.
Wow. Everybody getting in, and boy, I like that. 46 points.
Another Mobile native, freshman Baron Tyson, puts the cherry on top for the Jags, scoring on his first career carry. App State would score again, but that would be the final score, with South Alabama walking out of Boone with the largest conference win in program history. 47-21, a final score. After the loss, App State sat at 1-4 overall in the season, but would go 6-1 down the stretch to finish the year 7-5. Since that loss to South Alabama, App State has gone a combined 61-13 as of August 2020. At the conclusion of the 2014 season, South Alabama would go on to its first ever bowl game, becoming the fastest program in FBS history to go from no football to bowling. The Jags, however, would fall to the Falcons of Bowling Green 33-28 in the inaugural Raycom Media Camellia Bowl in Montgomery. This has been Jag Nation Rewind. Join us next time when we relive some of the greatest moments in South Alabama athletics. Go Jags!